Let us turn to the Word of God, Book of Galatians, Chapter 5.
让我们读圣经，加拉太书第五章。
We shall read from verse 1 to 6.
我们要读第一节到第六节。
I would really appreciate that we can read out loud and in unison.
我会很愿意大家一起大声一节，同一起一同阅读。
You can use the language you prefer.
你可以用你所喜欢的语言,
but please, let us read together.
请你与我们一起来读。
One, two, three.
请不吝点赞，您这样的话语激励我，使我们受恩，全然归向，归于喜爱生他而感谢他，感恩他。Let
us make a word of prayer together.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, what a privilege that we can be called your children.
神啊, 父神, 这是何等权柄, 让我们能够被称你的儿女。
We can come boldly to the table.
我们可以大胆来到你的桌前。
And we can have the privilege to partake what you have prepared the feast for us.
我们可以有这样的特权, 能够分享你为我们预备的筵席。
What a privilege.
那是何等的特权。
We can eat and drink.
我们可以同吃同喝。
What a privilege.
那是何等的特权。
We can offer our praise and thanksgiving unto you.
我们可以向你贡献我们的赞美和感谢。
It is still another privilege we are going to have.
然而有一个不是我们有的特权。
Is we can hear that word.
我们可以听到你的话。
We trust that the Holy Spirit will open up the Holy Scripture to your own people.
我们相信圣灵会打开你的圣灵，向我们众人说话。
So we wait upon you.
什么我们等候你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. The first verse is in chapter 5.
第五章第一节。
It says, for freedom, Christ has set us free.
他说到叫我们得以自由，是基督释放我们。
Stand firm, therefore, and don't submit again to a yoke of slavery.
说要站立得稳，不要再被奴仆的轭辖制。
Many Bible scholars think this is the key verse for the whole book.
很多圣经学者认为这是全本书的一个关键钥匙。
Paul tells us freedom in Christ is vital to our relationship with God.
保罗告诉我们，我们在基督里的自由是我们跟神关系一个最关键的。
The literal translation is for freedom, Christ freed you.
字面的翻译应该是为了自由，保罗使我们得自由。 基督是我们的自由。
And notice both the noun and the verb in this particular phrase are the same word, freedom.
你要注意这个名词和动词在这个段落里头都是自由。
As if Paul is inspired by the Holy Spirit to emphasize that the end of the gospel is the freedom in Christ.
好像保罗在圣灵里来开启我们说的圣经。 福音的终结就是自由，在耶稣基督里的自由。
And the tense of the verb shows that this is something which already accomplished.
那时态，它的时态是表示这一件事情已经完成了。
The Son of God already set all Christians free.
神的儿子已经把所有的基督徒都释放了。
It's a done deal.
这是完全成就的事。
However,
但是
you notice that.
你也注意到。
Right after this bold proclamation,
就在这样子大胆的一个宣告之后，
Paul raised a warning.
保罗提出一个警告。
Stand firm.
你们要站稳。
Why?
为什么？
Why do you need to stand firm?
为什么你需要站立得稳？
Stand firm is a military term. 军事的。
站稳是一个军事的名称。
It includes the meaning of alert, defense, united, strong will, and so on.
它包括了团结啊，稳，警醒啊，团结合一。等等
What Paul is saying here,
保罗在这里所说的是
Yes, we have freedom already.
是的，我们已经有了自由。
But let us keep it and live it up.
但是让我们保持它，而且把它活出来。
Such that we will not lose it.
这样子我们不会失去它。
Of course, we all know that we will never lose our salvation.
当然我们知道我们永远不会失去我们的救恩
But it is definitely possible
但是绝对有可能
We can become a slave of fear
我们可以变成恐惧的奴隶
A slave of pride
骄傲的奴隶
A slave of eternal things
对属灵永恒的事情是个奴隶
External
Oh sorry 被外面所奴隶
Such that we will lose the benefit of this freedom.
这样子我们会失去这个自由的福利好处。
Be not held again in a yoke of bondage.
绝对不要再被奴隶的恶辖制。
A yoke of bondage.
恶的辖制，奴仆的恶。
I assume you all remember in chapter 4.
我想你们都知道在第四章的时候
Paul had been emphasized that Corinthians, you are not the children of Hagar.
保罗不停地在提醒加拉太人你们不是下甲的
You are not the children of a slave.
你们不是奴隶的子孙
You are the children of Sarah.
你们是撒拉的子孙
You already have the freedom.
你们已经有了这个自由。
And you should depend on the Holy Spirit to live out this freedom.
你们要依靠圣灵活出这样的自由来。
Yoke of bondage.
奴仆的恶。
The first century Jewish people.
在第一世纪的犹太人。
Not only the rabbi think that Moses' law is the yoke of bondage, 不只是犹太人的拉比认为，
不只是犹太人拉比认为摩西的恶
律法就是奴仆的恶，
摩西的律法就是奴仆的恶。
Even Christ,
甚至基督
and the early church,
在早期的教会中。
Also viewed the same way.
也被这样子看见。
You can refer that to the book of Acts chapter 15 verse 10.
你可以参考出埃及记。使徒行传。
15章第10节。And Matthew chapter 1 verse 29 to 30.
马太福音第一章21节到29。
So the bondage of yoke is very clear.
所以奴仆的恶是非常清楚的。
It's all the requirement of Moses' law. 是摩西律法一切的要求。But what's amazing about this particular verse?
但是很奇妙的，在这个特别的这一节当。
Paul says,
保罗说
again.
再次
Don't be hold again
不要再 受他辖制。
Hey, come on, let's face it.
哎呀，我们来面对他吧。
The people of Galatians, they were not Jews.
加拉太人不是犹太人。
They were Gentiles.
他们是外邦人。
They never be under the yoke of the bondage.
他们从来没有在这个右这个恶的辖制底下。
Why Paul says again?
为什么保罗说要再一次？
The Gentiles were pagans.
外邦人是啊，非犹太人，异教徒。
They were under the yoke of idols.
他们是在偶像的辖恶辖制底下。
Chapter 4, verse 8 to 9.
第四章第八到九节。
So what Paul is saying here,
保罗在这里所说的是
is a something astonishing,
是一件非常令人惊异的事情。
Basically what Paul said,
基本上保罗说的是
when you are under the yoke of the idol,
当你在偶像的恶的底下，
it is the same yoke, you're under the yoke of the Moses law.
你也同样就是在摩西的律法的恶底下。
If Galatians people want to be circumcised,
如果加拉太人想要受割礼，
they are going to experience what they had experienced before when they worship idol.
他们会将要经验到他们以前敬拜偶像时所受的辖制。
They will never know if they're good enough.
他们永远都不会知道他们是足够好。
They will always have this anxiety of guilt.
他们永远有这个罪的忧虑焦虑感。
They will be driven to do good by guilt and pride.
他们会被这个罪恶感追逐又有骄傲又有罪恶。
They will be dependent on their own performance.
他们会完全要依赖他们的表现。
The yoke of the idol,
偶像的恶
is depend on your performance.
就是根据你的表现。
The yoke of Moses' law,
摩西法律法的恶
is depend on your performance.
也是根据你的表现。
In a sense,
从一个角度来说，
that is the essence.Of what we call legalism.
那就是我们所称的律法主义的意思。
Legalism is an Arab who would love nothing better than to have you bend your neck to his enslaving yoke.
律法主义就是一个暴君，他要你服在他这个恶的底下。
We all know the character of legalism.
我们都知道律法主义的特色。
It's boasting our performance.
是吹捧我们自己的表现。
Not depends on what God has done.
不是依靠神所做的。
It's dependent on what we're doing.
那是依靠我们在做的。
Legalism is treating which is good as though it were essential.
律法主义是把所谓好的东西变成一个最关键、最重要的。
You know, whenever Christians turn something valuable into something ultimate,
当一个基督徒把一些重要的东西变成一个不可缺少的
，We are in the realm of legalism.
我们就在律法主义的范围内。
Legalism is major in mind.
律法主义是在次要的东西里头成为主要的东西。
Legalism is emphasized the external things versus the internal things.
律法主义是强调外在表现而过于内在的表现。
Legalism lost sight of what ultimately counts.
律法主义失去了看不见什么是最终最上算。
So they will insist on good things and make it as if it's necessary.
他们会强调一些好东西，可是把它变成那是最必要的东西。
That's exactly what those Judaizers, the educators, they sought to convince the Galatians that circumcision ultimately counts.
那是为什么这些犹太人教的人，他们企图说服加拉太人，告诉他们接受割礼是最重要
的。There appear some like unless.You're circumcised according to the custom of Moses, you cannot be saved.
他们好像在强调一点，就是除非你受摩西律法中的割礼，你就不会得救。
That's what reported in the book of Acts, chapter 15, verse 1.
那是记载在《使徒行传》十五章第一节。
And looks like that package.Were persuasive enough to cause Galatians to lose sight on what ultimately counts.
那个是一个伎俩，使加拉太人完全看不见什么是至终最上算的。
So from verse 2 to verse 4,
从第二节到第四节
Paul solemnly.Warned the Galatians.
保罗严肃地警告加拉太人。
What if you lose sight of the ultimate count?
如果你失去了最终上算的东西怎么办？
And you allow legalism to set in.
你许可律法主义进来。
What the result will be?
你最后的结果会是什么呢？
Look.
看。
I, Paul.
我保罗。
Say to you,
告诉你
that if you accept the criticism of certainty,
如果你受了割礼
Christ will be of no advantage to you.
基督就与你们无益了
So Paul is extremely serious.
保罗是非常极端的严肃
不是
And Paul basically.
保罗基本上在告诉他们
，This is serious.
这很严肃啊。
You're going to lose the advantage of Christ.
No.
你们将要失去耶基督这个福的福利。
还是这个最可能性。
The blood of Jesus Christ was shed for you.
耶稣基督为你们所洒的血
will be again.
将会没有效用。
Because you are looking somewhere else for your spiritual benefit.
因为你们在别的地方找寻你们属灵的福气。
And what's even worse?
更糟糕的是
Once you start to put yourself under the yoke of the requirement of Moses' law,
一旦你把自己放在摩西律法的轭底下
then you have to obey every single law was recorded.
你就必须遵循每一条记载下来的律法。
And Paul had shown them in the previous chapter.
保罗已经在前一章告诉他们。
No one.
没有人。
Not even one.
连一个也没有。
Can fulfill the whole law.
可以行完全律法。
And if you broke one.
只要你破坏了一个。
You broke all.
你就毁了所有的律法。
And what's even more seriously?
更严重的是
is in verse 4.
在第四节。
You are served from Christ.
你将与基督无关。
You who would be justified by the law,You have fallen away from grace.
你们这靠律法称义的，将从恩典中坠落。
Basically, what Paul says.
基本上，保罗所说的是
，If you go through circumcision,
如果你经过割礼
，In fact, you are forsake the blessing of the new covenant.
事实上，你就在放弃。 这个新约的所有的恩典。
And you will be facing all the heavy burden of the old covenant.
你将要面对所有的沉重的负担是从旧约而来的。
Living as if Christ had never been slain.
你要活着好像耶稣基督从来没有被杀。
You will be cut off from the life that Christ gives.
你会将从跟耶稣基督相连的生命中被隔绝。
You'll be fall away from the grace that Christ offered.
你会从耶稣基督所给的恩典中坠落。
A good example.
有一个好的例子。
May help us understand.
可以帮助我们了解。
Why Paul is so serious?
为什么保罗这么的严肃？
I was told that there's one guy.
啊，有人告诉我，有一个人。
He had a baseball.
他有一个棒球，球棒，很像棒球。球。
Which was signed by Baby
Ruth. 啊，是 Baby Ruth 这个很有名的啊，上面签名。
Most Chinese don't know.
大部分中国人都不知道谁是 Baby Ruth。
Baby Ruth is one of the greatest baseball ever.
Baby Ruth 是最打棒球非常棒的一个名球手之一。
A ball which was signed by him.
一个被他签过名的球。
In 2014.
2014年前。
Was auctioned.For more than $300,000.
被拍卖的时候是超过30万美金。
So you can imagine that ball is a treasure.
你可以想象这个球是一个宝贝。
And one day that guy decided.
有一天那个人决定了。
I want to sell this ball.
我要卖掉这个球。
I need money.
我需要钱。
So he pick it up.
他把它拿出来了。
You look at it,
看看它。
Wow, this is treasures.
这实在是宝贝。
More than $300,000.
超过30万美金啊！
这是什么？
就这么一个球呀。
Very old.
很旧的一个球。
Look at it.
看着它。
Look at it.
一直看。
He noticed something.
他注意到某个事情。
The signature was not clear.
这个签名不大清楚。
Because with the years go by,
一年一年过去了，
the signature become fading away.
这个签名开始褪色。
So he decided.
所以他决定。
I'm going to buy a mark.
我要买一个签名。
And I'm going to make sure the signature is clear.
我要确认让这个签名是非常清楚。
So he starts his work.
他开始他的工作。
By the time he finished,
等他做完了，
he rooted that ball.
他就毁了那个球。
Because that ball became pennies.
因为那个球变成一毛一文不值。
They cannot prove the sign that Baby Ruth.
因为你不能证明那是 Baby Ruth 签过名的。
In the same way,
同样。
The work of Christ,
基督的工作
in a sense, you may look at nothing impressive.
从一个角度看，你可能觉得不怎么特殊。
But you cannot add anything to it.
但是你绝对不能在上面加任何东西。
If you add anything to it,
如果你在上面加了任何东西，
it lost its value.
就失去了它的价值。
I want to emphasize.
我想要强调的。
Even though Paul is very severely warned,
即使保罗这么严厉的警告加拉太人，
but Paul is not teaching that we as a Christian we may lose our salvation.
保罗并不是在教导说我们做基督徒的会失去我们的救恩。
Because the whole New Testament gives us the assurance.
因为整本新约在给我们这个确据。
In a matter of fact,
事实上
if you think about it,
你想想看
we cannot earn the salvation by our deeds.
我们永远不能凭着我们的行为来赢得救恩。
So that we cannot lose our salvation by our deeds.
同样的，我们也不会因着我们的行为失去我们的救恩。
Because our salvation is based on what Christ has accomplished on the cross for us.
因为我们的救恩是根据耶稣基督在十字架上为我们成就的。
In our personal experience,
在我们个人的经历中。
We do find certain people seems to falling away from the grace of God.
我们的确看到一些人好像从神的上帝的救恩典里头堕落。
We can only turn to Apostle John in 1 John chapter 2.
我们只能转向使徒约翰在约翰一书第二章。
Verse 19.
第十九节。
They went out among us.
他们从我们中间出去。
They don't belong to us.
却不是属于我们。
If they belong to us,
又是属我们的。
You will be remain with us.
他就必仍旧与我们同在。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
I'm not saying a real Christian will not have some.Spiritual low.
我不是在说真正的基督徒不会有属灵的低谷。
In darkness.
在黑暗中。
In doubt.
或者怀疑。
In struggle.
或者在挣扎。
I'm saying that is if he is truly born again.
我在说如果他是真实重生得救。
God will bring him back to himself.
神会亲自把他带到带回到神的面前。
If someone never, never turn back to God,
如果有人永远永远不会回到神面前，
That's an evidence he never belonged to God.
那是一个证据，他从来就没有属于过神。
However,
但是
this solemn warning from Paul,
这个从保罗来的严厉的警告。
Is reminding us,
正在提醒我们
even though we will not lose our salvation,
虽然我们不会失去我们的救恩
but for sure we will lose all the advantage and the benefit of our salvation.
但是我们一定会失去那个福利，那个好处是从救恩而来的。
If we lose sight of what ultimately counts.
如果我们眼睛没有看清楚什么是至终算不上数，
We will lose the peace, the joy, and the assurance.
我们会失去平安、喜乐和确据。
Those are the advantages.
那是个好处。
In other words,
从另外一个角度来看，
If you find yourself have no joy,
如果你发现你自己没有喜乐，
No peace.
没有平安。
No assurance.
没有确据。
You may be in danger of lose sight of what is ultimately counts.
你很可能会失去看不见什么是真正上算。
And maybe you'll become legalist.
而且你可能已经成为了律法主义。
So what if we're in that situation?
如果我们在这样的情况下该怎么样？
Paul encouraged the Galatians.
保罗鼓励加拉太人。
In verse 5 he said,
在第五节他说，
For through the Spirit by faith, we ourselves eagerly wait for the hope of righteousness.
我们靠着圣灵，凭着信心，我们每一个人在迫切的等候所盼望的义。
Notice that verse 2 to 4, Paul is talking about you.
注意到第二节到第四节， 保罗是在提到、
you,
你们
and yet starting from verse 5,
可是从第五节开始
Paul is telling you that we,
保罗说的是我们
because Paul knew,
因为保罗知道
he himself,
他自己
also had the dangers,
也有这样的危险
lose the joy,
失去平喜乐
lose the peace,
失去平安
So Paul identified with the Galatians, brothers and sisters.
所以保罗与加勒太的弟兄姐妹认同。
And Paul encouraged them.
保罗鼓励他们。
What to do?
该怎么做
？Paul says.
保罗说。
Eagerly wait for the hope.
迫切等候这个盼望。
The word hope in here,
盼望在这里
is a very strong word.
是个非常强的字
It's not a wish-wash hope.
不是随随便便的一种盼望
It is like someone climbing up to the high mountain.
好像某人爬到高山的地方
And is waiting for the sun to come out.
在那里等候太阳出来
He knew sooner or later.
他知道迟早
The sun,
太阳会出来
That's kind of hope.
那样子的盼望
Paul says we eagerly wait for the hope of righteousness.
保罗说我们迫切的盼望等候的义
What is righteousness?
什么是义
In the Bible.
在圣经里头
Righteousness is we have a good and right relationship with God.
义是在圣经中是我们跟神有一个好的和正常的关系
Not righteousness.
那样子的义
Then you may ask.
那你可能会问
Didn't Paul already say?
保罗不是已经得救了吗？
Now what is waiting for?
他在等什么呢
He already got the righteousness.
他在等神的义呀
Didn't Paul teach that we shall be saved by faith?
保罗不是教我们会因信称义吗
We already justified.
我们已经被称义了
We already have the righteousness of Jesus Christ imputed on us.
我们已经有耶稣基督义在我们的身上
了 What Paul is encouraged?The Christian brother sister to wait for.
保罗在鼓励加拉太的弟兄姐妹等什么呢
？Righteousness.
义
This righteousness.
这个义
It's not just a righteousness relationship with God in the beginning.
不是只是在开头我们跟耶稣基督的关系的那种义
This righteousness is talking about.The fulfillment of the relationship.
这个意思提到我们这个关系的完成。
You know our Christian life.
你知道我们基督徒的生活。
Always have this already and not yet dilemma.
总是有一个两难，就是已经有还是还没有。
We are his children.
我们是他的孩子。
And yet.We shall be like them.
And yet, 当他出现的时候，我们将要像他们。
What Paul says here.
保罗在这里所说的是
If we put our eyes on what God is going to accomplish in us.
如果我们把眼光关注到神将要在我们身上完成的
，such that not only we have the righteousness position，
就像不是我们只是有义的地位
，we have the reality of the righteousness being formed in us。
我们实际上有这个义，实实在在的形成在我们身上。
That is what we are eagerly waiting and hope for.
那是我们迫切的一直在等候在盼望。
Every children of God.
每一个神儿女。
We need to understand very important thing.
我们需要了解很重要的事情。
We can have a good relationship with God from the beginning.
我们可以从开始跟神有一个很好的关系。
It's God's work.
那是神的工作。
Eventually, we have a wonderful relationship with God at the end. When we see Him.
至终，当我们亲眼见主的时候。我们有一个非常美好的关系跟耶稣基督。
Not still his work.
那仍然是他的工作。
That is why.
那就是为什么。
Every children of God.
每一个神的儿女。
If we realize this.
当我们知道这一点的时候。
We can live in the hope of glory.
我们可以活在盼望荣耀的里面。
We expect that when we see our Lord face to face,
我们期盼当我们跟神面对面，
we shall see the smile on his face.
我们将会看到他脸上的笑容。
We shall be laying in the bosom of our Heavenly Father.
我们将躺在天父的怀抱里。
We will know for sure.
我们会确确实实的知道。
So you are no longer a slave, but a son.
你不再是奴隶，而是儿子。
And if a son, but a heir through God.
而且是一个从神而来的儿子，
可以承受财物，
可以承受财物的儿子。
You know, I know some brothers and sisters.
你知道，我认识一些弟兄姐妹。
They don't know this truth.
他们不知道这个真理。
So they are living a Christian life as if they were the prisoners waiting for the court.
他们就过了一个基督徒生活，好像一个囚犯在等着上法庭。
Waiting for their judgment.
等候审判的。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
You and I.
你和我。
We are living our Christian life.
我们在活着我们的基督徒生活时。
It's like a little boy or little girl.
是像一个小男孩、小女孩。
Eagerly waiting either for the Christmas Eve or for his or her birthday party.
或者是等候圣诞夜，或者是等候他的生日。
Tell me.
请告诉我。
The prisoner waiting for the court, will he wait eagerly?
当囚犯在等待上法庭的时候，他是不是很迫切的在等待呢？
But the little kids waiting for the big party, I can assure you, he wait eagerly.
但是一个小孩子当他等候一个大的宴会的时候，他一定会迫切的等候。
You know, so many people of God.
有这么多神的儿女。
Every time they think about the coming of Christ,
每次想到神的再来，
they're in fear and tremble.
他们又恐惧又战惊。
Dear brothers and sisters,
可是亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
if you read the Holy Scripture,
如果你读了圣经，
the people of God,
神的子民，
wait eagerly,
是迫切焦急的在等候着。
Wait eagerly for the hope of righteousness.
他们是迫切的在等候义的盼望。
Why you and I don't have that eagerness?
为什么你和我没有那样的迫切？
Maybe we are not depending on the Holy Spirit.
也许我们并没有靠着圣灵。
Because Paul said.
嗯，保罗说了。
Is through the Spirit.
那是借着圣灵。
If we don't live a life through spirit.
我们如果活着的时候不靠着圣灵，
we are not waiting for it.
我们不会迫切的等候。
Some young people I know,
有一些年轻人我知道的，
they're very honest.
他们很诚实。
They tell me.
他们告诉我。
Uncle Peter.
彼得叔叔。
Please don't pray that Jesus come.
你不要一直祷告耶稣再来啊。
I don't want Jesus come so quickly.
我不要耶稣这么快就来了。
It's terrible.
太可怕。
But dear brother and sister.
但亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
But if you live in the Spirit.
如果你活在圣灵里。
How much eagerness will be in you.
你有多么大的盼望。等候在你的里面。
And how can live through the Spirit?
能够活在，但怎么样能活在圣灵里？
By faith.
是借着信心。
Paul says, by faith.
保罗说，借着信心。
We ourselves eagerly wait for the hope of righteousness.
我们自己迫切的等候所盼望的义。
Dear brothers and sisters.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
What?Ultimately, time.
什么是最善上算的？
Paul says in verse 6.
在第六节我们说。
For in Christ Jesus.
原来在基督耶稣里。
Neither circumcision nor uncircumcision counts.
受割礼不受割礼全无功效。
But only faith working through love.
唯独使人生发仁爱的信心，才有功效。
You know, this is another very surprising statement Paul has made in the book of Galatians.
这是保罗在加拉太书里头另外一次又一个很令人惊讶的宣告。
And many Bible scholars say this is the most surprising argument in the whole Bible.
很多圣经学者说，这是全圣经里头最令人争论的一个圣经节。
Because Paul is talking about the useless of circumcision.
因为保罗在提到受割礼是没有用的。
Then why on earth did he say, "For in Christ Jesus"?Neither circumcision nor uncircumcision count.
那为什么保罗说在基督耶稣里受割礼和不受割礼都一样没有功效呢？
If they're the same,
他们不是一样吗？
If both are count nothing,
如果这两个都是毫无功效，
Why Paul you wrote the book of Galatians?
你为什么保罗要写歌加拉太书呢？
Of those who want circumcision in heaven.
那这些有割礼的让他们去得到。
But they still want them to go ahead.
如果他们不要割礼就不用了。
Where are you?
为什么要争论呢？
If they're counts for nothing.
如果都是没有功效。
What Paul says here.
保罗在这里所说的是。
Is really astonishing.
是非常令人惊讶的。
What Paul says here, basically he used circumcision to represent almost all the good things.
在这里保罗用割礼受割礼来代表几乎所有的好东西。
You practice a good religion.
你实行一个好的宗教活动。
What Paul says is circumcision,Or not.
保罗说，不论有没有割礼，
it ultimately does not count.
至终都是不算数。
In other words,
换一句话说，
whether you practice religion or not,
不论你有没有宗教的活动，
whether you are morally right or morally wrong,
不论你在道德上是对还是错。
It comes from nothing.
那都不算数。
What is it?
它什么意思呢？
It means that it will not help our relationship with God.
他的意思是这些都不能帮助我们跟神的关系。
That's what it means doesn't count.
这就是他说这些都不上算的原因。
It's useless.
那是没用的。
No one can get saved by doing good.
没有人因为行善然后得拯救。
Because no one can be good enough.
因为没有一个人好够好。
No one can grow a relationship with God by what we do or not do.
没有人可以因着我们做了什么或者没有做什么就增加我们跟神的关系。
A non-Christian.
一个非基督徒。
There's nothing he can do to become righteousness by his deeds.
也没有办法用他的行为让自己成为义。
A Christian.
一个基督徒。
There's nothing he can do.To really have a better relationship with God.
他也没有办法做任何事情使他跟神有一个真的好的关系。
Because all his deed is useless.
因为所有他所行出来的都是没有用的。
My mentor.
我的师父。
安公明。
妙叔叔。
叶同。
他曾经告诉我
，He said, "There's nothing you can do to make God love you more."
他说，没有一样你能做的事情可以让神爱你更多一点。
And there's nothing you can do to make God love you less.
也没有一样你做的事情会让神爱你少一点。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，This understanding,
这样的了解
，will bring peace and balance in our life.
会在我们生命中带来平安和。平衡。
It doesn't matter if you're in a state of circumcision.
不在乎你是不是有受割礼。
Which can equal to your successful spiritually.
有可能这也表示是你在属灵里的成功。
Or you're in a state of uncircumcision.
或者你在一个没受割礼的状况下。
In other words, you are in a state of spiritual valley.
换句话说，你可能也在属灵的低谷里头。
Paul says it counts nothing.
保罗说，那什么都不算。
Then what is count?
那到底什么东西算呢
？What matters?
哪个东西真的重要呢
？Paul says there's only one thing.
保罗说只有一件事。
There are only one thing counts.
只有一件事情上算。
Only one thing ultimately counts.
只有一件最终及至终最上算。
But only faith working through love.
只有那个使人生发仁爱的信心。
Only faith working through love.
使人生发仁爱的信心。信心
This faith,
这个信心
is not ordinary.
不是一般的信心
This faith,
这个信心
is operative.
是有功效
is expressing itself.
是表达自己
is working.
是有工作的
In Greek, that word is energizing itself.
在希腊文是他自己会发出能力的
I express in love
是在爱里头的表达
To look at this particular phrase
我们看这一段特别的句这一段
There are two meanings in this phrase
在这一段里头有两个意义
Faith activated By love.
信心是由爱所激发出来的。
That's what we need to look at.
这个我们可以来看。
In Paul's own experience,
在保罗自己的经验里
graphically described in Galatians chapter 2, verse 20,
他非常具体的表现出加拉太书第二章二十节。
It was God who loved me and gave himself for me.That plans for faith.
是神的爱把他自己给了我，那成为保罗宣告 这个神和他的爱。
And this is our experience as well.
这也是我们的经验。
If the love of Christ really draws us close to Him and gives us the beginning of our faith.
是神的爱把我们拉靠近神，而且把最起初的信心赏给我们。
But there is a second part of the same coin.
但是同一个东西有它的另外一面。
Is faith acting in love?
是信在爱中行出来。
Philip translates this phrase like this.
腓力把这个信翻译成这个样子。
Faith which expresses itself in love.
信它在爱里头把它的自己表达出来。
Later in the chapter, verse 13 to 15.
后来在这一章的十三节是十四节。
Paul distinctly called for freedom of faith to issue in love of brother.
保罗特地的把这个信提到是跟弟兄的爱。
In another word,
从另外一个角度，
faith is viewed as the root and love as the fruit.
信心是这个根基，造成我们有爱的一个果实出来。
Faith has power to enable us to take love in action.
信心可以使我们的爱能够采取行动。
This is the reason why only faith, this kind of faith matters ultimately.
这就是为什么只有这一种的信心最终是算得上数。
All other things couldn't do this.
其他所有的都办做不到。
No legalism can make us love.
没有一个律法主义可以使我们爱。
No piety can make us love.
没有敬虔可以让我们爱。
No liberal can make us love.
没有自由可以让我们爱。
No moral can make us love.
没有道德可以让我们爱。
Even immoral can make us love.
甚至不道德也不能让我们爱。
Only faith.
只有信心。
Genuine faith.
真诚的信心。
Will make us love.
可以使我们爱。
Because everything else,
因为所有其他的东西
our deed,
我们的行为
it was based on selfishness and insecurity,
都是根据我们的自私还有没有安全感。
But the kind of faith makes a difference,
可是这个造成不同的这种信心
is based on God's unselfishness.
是根据神的无自私
，and is based on his humility.
是根据他的谦卑。
This is the only kind of faith.
这是唯一的一种信心。
Will count when we meet Christ.
在我们见主耶稣面的时候才算得上数。
And will count in our daily lives.
也在我们的每一天生活中算上数。
Faith in Christ expressed in love for God and others.
在耶稣基督里的信心会表现在我们爱神和爱其他的人上面。
However, when we view this,
但是当我们看这些的时候，
we need to keep in mind.
我们需要记住。
Love is not just in word.
爱不是只在言语上。
It's not just in emotion.
也不是在情绪上。
When God comes to judge us,
当神来审判我们的时候，
the question will not be whether we were obedient to the law.
他的问题不会在于我们是不是遵守律法。
Will not be whether we're circumcised or uncircumcised.
他也不会在于我们是不是受了割礼。
Question will be,
他的问题会是
Do we have that genuine faith?
我们是不是有那真实的信心？
And to test the genuinity of our faith.
那要来测试我们的信心的真实性。
That faith expressed itself in love.
就是在看那个信心是不是表现在爱里头。
Jesus' picture of the final judgment is very clear.
我们在最后的审判的时候，这个图画是非常明显的。
In Matthew 25, Jesus said.
马太二十五章，耶稣说。
Verse 40.
十四节。
40.
好，四十节。
As you did it to one of the least of this, my brethren, you did it to me.
你在这件事上，你们既坐在我弟兄中一个最小的身上，就是坐在我身上。
Verse 5 tells us this faith will produce hope.
第五章啊，第五节啊，告诉我们这个信心是给我们行为，给我们盼望。
And verse 6 tells us this faith gives us love.
啊，第六节告诉我们这个信心给我们爱。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
If we find ourselves become cold in our love to God and others,
如果我们发现我们自己对爱神、爱其他人变得很冷，
maybe that is because we are no longer by faith to focus on the hope.
也许呢，是因为我们不再借着信心关注在这个盼望上。
And the solution is not to seek more love.
解决的方法不是在找更多的爱。
But to be reminded of how much Christ loved us.
而是被主提醒耶稣基督多么爱我。
And what he has done for us.
他为我们做了什么。
That's why the Lord's table are so precious.
这是为什么主的桌、主的饼。是这么宝贵。
Week after week,
每一个星期
，Holy Spirit speak to our heart through the table.
圣灵借着这个主的桌向我们说话。
Show us how much Christ loves us.
告诉我们耶稣基督多爱我们。
And what He has done for us.
他为我们做了些什么
？And the more you see,
你越看见这一点。
The more hope you will have,
你就有更多的信心啊，盼望。
And that will be love overflow from the bottom of our hearts.
那就会造成爱从你的心底深处涌流出来。
What really matters?
哪一个真的算数
？Only faith working through love.
只有信心在我们心里生发生功效。
What is the application?
那怎么应用呢？
In our religion,
在我们的宗教的生活里。
Let's remember.
让我们记住。
What is more important?
什么是最重要的？
Don't turn good things like circumstances into ultimate.
不要把好的东西就像受割礼变成至终最重要的事情。
Don't turn those precious biblical understanding weak.
不要把那些我们所宝贵对圣经的了解是我们所拥有的这些了解
from good things
从一个好的东西变成一个至终最重要的
I couldn't tell you in the past 30 years.
我没办法告诉你在过去这三十年来。
How often I met many servants of God.
多少次我遇到这些神的仆人。
Pre-millennialism versus amillennialism. 前千禧年没有千禧年。
前千禧年或者没有千禧年派，让我告诉你，
那是他，
那都不算数。
Only faith working through love.
只有 生发仁爱的信心才能有效。
Predestination versus free will.
神拣选或者是人类有自由意志。这也不算数。
Working through love.
只有生发仁爱的信心才算数。蒙头不蒙头也不算数。至终只有生发仁爱的信心才算数。
Happy marriage or miserable marriage?
快乐的婚姻与可怜的婚姻都不重要。在最后建筑面的时候，
停了，暖气停了。我不想听了。
只有生发仁爱的信心算上是。
Rich or
poor. 有钱或者贫穷。都不算数。在最终的时间
only thing working
只有生发仁爱的信心算上数。
Now this is not to say you should care, you shouldn't care about good things.
但是这并不是说你不需要在意好的东西。
Nor does it mean those issues are not important.
也并不是说这些事情不重要。
Instead, it means we must realize those things are important only in so far as they promote faith and produce love.
那是要告诉我们，这些东西的重要性只有在它能够促成我们的信心，而且造成我们的爱才重要。
If they don't.
如果他们不能有这样的效果，
Then we are missing what ultimately counts.
那我们就错过了这个至终最上算的一件事情。
That's what Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 3.
那是保罗在哥林多前书
13章
第三节所说的。
For if we have not love, we gain nothing.
如果没有爱，我们就一无所有。
We must apply this faith working through love test to everything we believe and everything we do.
我们必须把这个从用信心生发爱心的这件事情放在我们所有接触的东西上。
This will help us stand firm in freedom.
这可以帮助我们在自由中站立得稳。
Avoid submitting to a yoke of spiritual slavery.
也会救我们脱离这个属灵的辖制、属灵的恶、奴隶的恶。
It will deliver us from legalism.
它会救我们脱离律法主义。
May God have mercy.
愿神怜悯我们。
Shall we?
我们一起祷告。
Father, we have to confess that our human words are very limited.
父神，我们必须承认我们人的言语实在有限。
But we trust your Holy Spirit that infinite power to work in each and every one of our hearts.
但是我们信任信托你的圣灵有无限的能力，可以工作在我们每一个人的身上。
Use thy word to minister to thy people.
求你用你的话来牧养我们每一个人。
Edify your own church for your own glory.
使我们的教会因为你的荣耀而被增长。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
阿门。